Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.4968 acres, more or less, located on the north side of Zion Church Road, approximately 1,115 feet northwest of Bayard Road. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 82.03. The 911 address is 36169 Zion Church Road in Frankfurt. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on December 21st. At that meeting, information was submitted into the record, including a survey, comments from agencies, and a staff analysis. They deferred that application at their meeting on January 11th. They did recommend approval of the application for reasons 1 through 8. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council?
Oh, I do have a question, Ms. Cornwell, and maybe I need to talk to somebody else, but in the Utility Planning Review Division paperwork,
I'm just getting there. Yes.
It under sewer, number 3, says, is wastewater capacity available this project? No. 480 user available per acre. Now, I read that and tell me there's not enough wastewater capacity for this project. Or if I read that wrong. Or does somebody need to answer that for us?
I think we'd want to get somebody from engineering to answer that question for you.
Okay.
Reviewer.
Yeah, I guess who?
Chris.
Callio. Okay. Maybe, Robin, if you can send an email to somebody, if somebody there can. Either Chris Kelly or John Adams, or somebody come down here and address this question.
Okay. Would you like us to proceed with the hearing while we're waiting for someone?
No, we don't want
to. And since there's no other questions for council, would the applicant like to come forward and give us your presentation, please?
It does look like they addressed that comment in number 10 on the second page.
Well, I didn't understand exactly what that said.
They did address it. Have a copy in my phone.
Then they should have said no.
Not enough to pass these down to them.
Sure. We'll get them to address it.
I'm going to talk about in some diagrams and some
okay.
A little bit of information.
Hopefully, as Mr. Moore suggests, that it will make it concise and precise.
Was there enough to go down?
Yeah. Well, good.
Maybe one. Maybe one more. If you've got it, do you have an extra one?
Here we go.
There you go, for the record.
Thank you, sir. All right, first I'd like to say good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for having us here. My name is Carmen Pavlovsky, and I'm a current resident of Delaware. I live at 37236 Wooded Way in Frankfurt. This is my brother, Carl Meek, and we own the property that we're trying to change together. We're here today to ask the council to grant B1 zoning for the property located at 36169 Zion Church Road, also known as Route 20, in Frankfurt. If you open your folders, you can read along with me. What I'm going to talk about is exactly what is written there. Ad lib a little. As the Zoning and Planning Commission pointed out in their review, there are many points that support the change in zoning for this property. Number one, the property has historically in the past been used for what can be termed business use. First, it was a lawn care service location, and then later on it was changed to a barbecue stand by the same previous owner. We feel that with the granting of B1 zoning, the neighborhood would benefit from the development of the property as a business usage, providing a service or services to local residents while at the same time directing that traffic away from an already very, very busy Route 54, especially during the summer months. Number three, such zoning would both allow and encourage efforts from my brother and I to both invest in and develop a far superior aesthetic presentation to the property, which would then allow successful marketing to businesses best suited to serve the surrounding communities. Number four, the property is already in a position to be serviced by Sussex County Sewer. Number five, B1 zoning will not adversely affect neighborhood properties, but in renovation should actually have a positive enhancing effect on the neighboring area. Number six, an aerial and planning view showing the properties adjacent to this property provided in your folders strongly suggests that B1 and C1 zoning are already in place along this corridor of Zion Church Road within 2 miles or less of this property, making it an appropriate zoning for the area. Number seven, also in your folders, is a recent evaluation or OK, as we see it, from DLDOT for the site we saw asking for a B1 usage, suggesting when it was proposed for conditional use. DLDOT stated, and I've highlighted that for you, we consider the development's traffic impact to be negligible and a traffic study would not be required. We feel our new proposed usage change will do little to change that evaluation by DLDOT. There was number eight, and there was no opposition to said change at our presentation meeting in front of the Zoning Commission. And in summation, we know that we will need to return before the Zoning Commission after diligent planning, improvement, and research to that to submit improvement and development plans for the actual changes to the property that will bring in business or businesses well-suited and beneficial to the surrounding area. As local residents and property owners, it is our goal to improve this property to the benefit of all of our neighbors here in Delaware. For these reasons, we seek the support and the approval of the council today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. President, before we ask any questions of them, if any, I see the engineer's office has come.
I see they've come in at a pair.
That's right. So if they would come forward, maybe answer your question that you had earlier.
I just was, I read number 10, I was confused where number 3 says, is the capacity available, says no. And on the back, it looks like it is.
Well, it should say yes, and it's available at 480 East Breaker.
Okay.
And there's currently a lateral there. I think the facilities is currently connected.
Okay.
The one that's
okay.
There.
And I guess the note number 10 is saying basically depending what they want to do with the property, that could then drive the EDU number higher, and you got to deal with that.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm just, that's fine.
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
No.
I knew you'd have an answer very quickly.
So the no key must be right next to the yes key.
Hey, I'm just trying to make sure I understood what we're doing. That's all. Yeah. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Now, are there any questions for the applicant from council? Seeing none,
wait,
you can. I'm sorry.
Do you have a question?
Go ahead.
Oh. The, you know, I guess I find it hard, and it really probably goes down to Janelle, to, without knowing what you're going to do, how do you say you're not going to adversely affect traffic?
Well, we looked at all the different opportunities under B1 of choices. We
were thinking about a bank. You know, anything from those. We've already been approached by
a
gardening center. Someone
wanted
to put a
dance
studio in.
I
felt that if we were to have that type of zoning in place, then it motivates us to then do a lot of good research. And knowing that we had to come back for the Zoning Commission again with final plans, it's hard to go approach someone and say, this is a business that the community would like to have in here. And then find out that you don't have zoning for that. That's what the dance studio person told me. So, you don't have appropriate zoning at this point for me to invest in developing on your property.
They went somewhere else.
So, for me to go out and make efforts and spend money and clean it all up, and you kind of want to have a good presentation to the people you're approaching. So, that was my thought.
There's two existing buildings there now, if you can see that. And I now that we're permanent Delaware residents, I have retired, but I have an art background, and I actually was thinking of using one of the buildings myself to refinish furniture and maybe do a little retail selling of antiques and milk painting or something that I've, you know, had been thinking about doing. Larger building. We have been approached by someone who would like to put a garden center there, but that will, we would have to negotiate, you know, the number of years that he'd be willing to, you know, we don't know how long we want to lease that out. We may eventually, if someone comes to us and with a bank or says, hey, you know, we might want to just buy this property, we want to be able to to pass that along.
And I got that, Ray. I understand that. But it's hard for me on the other side to say, you know, do you put the zoning ahead of the business, or do you put the, you know, because it's not like it's contiguous. There's not a whole lot of other businesses around there that
you. Well, if you expand that map, if you look at the piece of paper we handed out, there are some businesses down the road from that.
Sure.
And you can start to see those CR1s and B1s up the street. So, and they're within a couple miles of that.
But those are.
Here's the.
Is there one in the folder? I'm not.
Right here.
Yeah, the same one that's there, but I thought there was
this is B1.
Smaller one.
Directly across from us is
across
B1.
Across is B1.
And right down the street is C. And then
there's B1 at the corner of Deer Run Road.
Sure.
When were the C's done? Vanel, do you know?
C1s may have been original or more than 10 years ago, because the CR1 was about 10 to 15 years ago, and then the B1s, I could not, we'd have to do research to get the exact dates.
Okay. Yeah, I think if I recall, Janelle, but IG, I think one of those is that, I think is the dealership, the, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's what those are.
That's that one further on the end.
Yeah.
Right across the
street. I
think
one of them might be a restaurant, maybe, like a sub shop restaurant kind of thing before the dealership. I took pictures of a bunch of them. I thought they were
there.
Folded
in
the case.
Yeah.
We have pictures of the surrounding businesses.
Okay.
Also, directly across and just catty corner, the medical arts building has been approved. So that's commercial. That's right. I mean, you could throw a rock to that. So.
That's the B1 that's right across the street.
Right.
Yes.
Now, at one point, I think there was a proposed medical center, too. So another one of our thoughts was if that ever got in, we would maybe try to put doctor's offices, make a nice kind of strip mall of doctor's offices that could go in. But it's hard to be specific because there's so many things under the B1, and I understand what you're saying. From our point, it's a lot of, we're not big-time developers. We're little guys. And for us to invest a whole lot of money and research and time for something that will then just be a dead end to somebody, that's sort of the way I look at it. So,
okay.
And we kind of figured we have to come back with final drawings, final proposals anyway. And if you didn't like them then, I was thinking maybe that's the time to say,
well, but
you
if
can't
the,
have that there.
But if the zone is changed, right, it's changed for life.
Okay.
Right.
So, I understand. So we just think maybe it's consistent with the area.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just a little cautious when it.
I hear it both ways. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it helps, the lady directly across the street who works for the insurance companies is welcoming, and she's the only one that's within the radius that really could have, I guess, objected if she had to. But she was all for it. She was, oh, that's great. What are you going to put in there, bakery?
Yeah. Although. We're getting off onto the actual like site plan, but this is for the land use, and the land use, you basically would look at anything that could go there. Would it be appropriate for that?
Are you done? Are you good?
I am, yes.
Okay. Real quick, because the barbecue business that was there, that building is still there, but was that a condition of use?
Yes, there have been two conditional uses on the property.
I don't recall.
The landscaping was conditional.
Right, which was prior to that.
Yes, and
okay.
So was the barbecue, which was second.
And we'd really like to clean that up, actually.
Sure, no, I understand.
It's a mess, and it's really a nice.
Well, to the left there, to the left was I think, if I recall.
That was a shack or something.
It was a house, I think, that was torn down and
yes.
Just.
Well, that's all been cleaned out.
Within the last year,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that has been cleaned out.
Right,
there's
okay.
There's a guy at Rehoboth, I think, that bought that property somehow.
Yeah, okay.
Any other questions from council? If not, do you have anything else, any witnesses that you'd like to present?
If just my sister's testimony okay. to the lady across the street.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.4968 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Thank you. And you haven't got to stay up here. You can have a seat. That's fine.
I thought you were going to say yes or no. I didn't sign this paper. You need to sign it.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Otherwise, this has got thrown out. Your testimony doesn't count.
Council on the change of zone.
I would move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yep. Per Planning and Zoning's recommendation, and truly, it's been utilized as a business for some years, and I think Route 20 is an appropriate location for B1. I therefore will vote yes.
Burton.
I vote in favor of Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Wilson.
I vote in favor of Ellen's P&Z's recommendation.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation and her reasons. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I put the address of the property on this sheet?
No, your home address.
My home address. Okay. Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Okay, we're now adjourned.